From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Daniel Breen. Official reports this week split the fortunes of two ballot measures set to go before voters November 6th. Here with the report is Arkansas Public Media's managing editor, Bobby Ampazon.
This summer, two voter-initiated proposals collected the number of petition signatures they thought they needed to appear on the ballot. Issue 3 would put term limits on state legislators of 10 years total. Issue 5 would raise the minimum wage in the state to $11 by 2021. Now, investigators appointed by the Supreme Court called Special Masters have decided that the term limits campaign actually got 14,000 fewer signatures than were counted because of their use of paid canvassers. The minimum wage folks, meanwhile, were actually shorted, but they had enough signatures anyway. Both campaigns are being sued for removal by State Chamber of Commerce President Randy Zook. David Couch is the architect of the minimum wage amendment. Here he is at a campaign kickoff event in celebration.
I think he did exactly the right job. You know, one of the things that we always stress in these situations is that you should respect the will of the voters and the people who signed the petitions and ignore any technical or clerical errors that may have occurred. And I think he did that, and I think that's the right thing to do.
Zook says raising the minimum wage hurts business. Little Rock City Director Cappy Peck has owned her own restaurant in the city for more than 30 years. And she says,
I don't believe that. I've enjoyed success here for 32 years. I start entry-level people like dishwashers at $10 an hour. I can make it work.
Zook said in statements this week that he was disappointed by the minimum wage decision, but heartened by the recommendation to pull term limits. Here's term limits amendment sponsor Tom Steele speaking by phone from his West Little Rock home.
Well, yeah, as you might imagine, tremendous disappointment.
What his Issue 3 and Couches and Peck's Issue 5 have in common is popularity. Both are polling at or better than 60%. Steele didn't want to comment ahead of the Supreme Court's decision ultimately in the matter because he says,
this is not settled. There are other arguments that are going to be considered by the Supreme Court. And so the Special Master's report is not the end of the story.
But he did take issue with Zook characterizing Issue 3 as being pushed by out-of-state interests.
And there's no denying that once the U.S. term limits threw their hat in the ring, so to speak, that they helped tremendously. They got the bulk of our signatures. But to simply say this is all an out-of-state operation completely minimizes the hard work of hundreds of our volunteers.
Steele's group, Arkansas Term Limits, has until October 8th to turn in briefs in the case. Its lawyer, Chad Peckren, says he expects the high court to decide the matter by Thursday, October 18th. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas.
Support for Arkansas
Public Media
comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com. And from Simmons Bank, with more than 90 community-based locations in Arkansas providing banking and lending services. More information is available at simmonsbank.com. Simmons Bank. Dreams realized.